This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds of people gathered for Black Lives Matter rallies and marches Saturday night in Portland, Oregon, as often violent nightly demonstrations that have happened for 100 days showed no signs of ceasing. Molotov cocktails were thrown in the street during a march, sparking a large fire and prompting police to declare a riot. Police say at least one community member was injured. Protesters had gathered around sunset Saturday at a grassy park in the city. Wooden shields were placed on the grass for protesters to use as protection. Demonstrations in Portland started in late May after the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. New York's attorney general has moved to form a grand jury to investigate the death of Daniel Prude. Prude was a black man who died after being hooded and held down by Rochester police earlier this year. His death has sparked nightly protests and calls for reform there. The attorney general said Saturday that the grand jury will be part of an exhaustive investigation. Prude's death, after his brother called for help for his erratic behavior in March, has roiled New York's third largest city since video of the encounter was made public earlier this week. Protesters are demanding more accountability and legislation to change how authorities respond to folks with mental health emergencies. Justice Department prosecutors have now urged a federal appeals court to uphold a prison sentence of more than 13 years for a former Coast Guard officer accused of plotting a terrorist attack inspired by an infamous mass murderer, far-right extremist. The argument from federal prosecutors in the state of Maryland came in a court filing Friday, months after attorneys for Christopher Hassan asked the appeals court to let him withdraw his guilty plea or else throw out his sentence. This is VOA News.